Well, I've parked my car in Kew Park in the centre of Cork City. I've parked it in spot number 1059, so 1059. So at least I'll be able to listen back to this draft audio boo if I get lost later on in the evening. This is a Saturday evening in Cork, and I've often found it difficult to remember where exactly I parked the car. So maybe audio boo can be used for car parking. But I'm off to a wine bar that I haven't been in since Curious Wines in Cork held a launch of their new wine tasting course and formed a wine tasting club in this place I'm walking to. And Meads 1. Oh dear, I can't even remember what the number is, but I'm going to call it Meads number 159. I will have to double check that, but it's on Oliver Plunkett Street. And I'm going there for an evening with my wife and a friend of hers. And I'm looking forward to it because it's the night I was there at the... was very, very exciting. Meads was hosting, if you like, the Curious Wines event, and there are several audio boos from it, and I'll never forget the conversation I had with the Curious Matt about branding. Very, very interesting. Now, this is a different situation, and the difference is really that this is an ordinary night, and that was, I think, a Monday or a Tuesday night. So this place might be totally teeming, crowded. But it's going to be nice to experience this wine bar in its ordinary life. It's a big night on Cork on a Saturday night. As I'm walking down the street here, I see a lady coming towards me, all dressed up in her finery, necklace, long dress, all that. And there's people on the street here. I mean, it's not like that. I mean, let's be fair, it's not like the Left Bank in Paris. It's not like an Italian city where there'd be people strolling all over the place. I remember being down in Catania, I think it was, and experiencing what the Italians are like when they go walking in the evening. They go walking in whole families, and it's wonderful. I love Italian life, especially, to be fair, I'm talking about Sicily. But I'm Cork, Oliver Plunkett Street in Cork is pretty good in the centre. It's on the island. And I'm just walking down here. I'll let you have a listen. Just giving them a bit of money. That's it, busking in the Oliver Plunkett Street opposite Liam Russell's bookshop. Yeah, so let's move on. I'm a little bit late now. I've had to park the car. I've got to go and catch up with the others. I mean, that probably made the place seem much more alive than it is. Actually, interesting little pub here I've never been in. On Bowron, traditional music bar. I wonder if that really is any good. You know, it gives the impression that you'll get Irish traditional music and you'll get a Bowron in there, that's a drum. And that would be fun. Anyway, this is it. This is massive clearance sale in Pulse Accessories here. 75% off. Subway's empty. That's a place where you get takeaway potatoes, I think, or something. Not sure. Various shops here on the street are shut, of course, at this time of night. What are we, coming up to 8 o'clock? The old sweet shop is shut. Actually, more interested in telling you what's actually open, you know. Up here, it's difficult to do that. The tattoo shop has got a light on in it. And the O2 is well and truly boarded up, probably preventing people breaking in and stealing the iPhone 5, although I don't think that's here yet. And the High B upstairs. Now, there's a den if you want to come to Cork. You really have to go to the High B. Back to that later. Passing the main post office at precisely 8:02 by the place. And of course, as you'd expect, the Vodafone shop. Actually, the Vodafone shop is very interesting. the O2 shop is all boarded up as if it was about to be attacked. And the O2 shop is there with completely, and the Vodafone shop is there with the windows completely open. And I'm not going to record anything in this wine bar because I'll get killed if I do so. But I'm very close to it now. Passing, a footwear shop. There's very few places open here when I think about it. There's an awful lot of clothes shop, boutique-y things. But it is a colourful street, it really is. Now there's the Oliver Plunkett, which has got some roulaboula. Oh yeah, traditional Irish music sessions in there. It used to be Scots, if I remember rightly. And then across the road from that is another place you can go in Cork to have a drink. It's called the Ovens Bar, and it's completely branded with Guinness. So clearly that's the Guinness place as opposed to the Murphy's place in Cork. Just pass on here now. The place I'm going to is opposite a cook shop. Yeah, so if you're into cookery, you can go in the wine bar. Ah, there it is. There's the place I'm looking for, right? It's called, I call it Meads. Meads something, but it's Meads 126. That's it. So that's where I'm about to go have an evening, and at least I now have an idea where I parked my car for later on. So I hope you're having a very nice Saturday evening or whatever time zone you're in. Yeah, bye-bye. See you later.